Verena reads Hannah Arendt. Verena's reading in the park. She's sitting the way she sat as a girl, with a book on her knees. Hannah Arendt leads the way and takes Verena by the hand. Her sentences trot along cheerfully, break briefly into a gallop, and then return to a trot. She's focused on the idea she is developing. But she always has an eye on her readers and whether they are following her line of thought. Hannah Arendt has thought about everything for a long time. She takes Verena by the hand as if Verena were 12 and Hannah Arendt her beloved but strict godmother. Verena follows her easily and without defiance. Hannah Arendt makes Verena perceive something new. While her sentences guide Verena through one piece of the world, Hannah Arendt at the same time brings order into the monstrosity of this piece, thereby mitigating it. So that the world does not strike Verena in all his vehemence, and Verena faces something more rational than the world as such, something that can be made sense of. And moreover, something that allows for more hope. There are two things that Hannah Arendt always keeps in mind, the Third Reich and the Greeks. The experience of the Third Reich lies beneath everything, lies above everything. The Greeks can be relied on. Hannah Arendt protects herself by looking to them. To her, the Greeks stand for reason and farsightedness. Looking to the Greeks, the world can return to reason. But it is not just these two things that keep reminding Verena of her childhood in the 80s in West Germany. Verena reads Hannah Arendt and sees a dark room stuffed with books her parents dragged her to. While the children played in the sun, the adults sat in heavy reading chairs. They smoked cigarettes, drank sherry, and talked endlessly. If you were quiet and inconspicuous, you could stay and listen. In Verena's memory, a beam of sunlight always came through a window and made the dust dance. Her parents were shaped by the 60s. They had grown up believing in the Greeks and in Picasso, Klee, Brahms and Glenn Gould. Remnants of this were still in them in the 80s. The Third Reich was a point of reference which they, like Arendt, never lost sight of. Verena remembers the atmosphere of these discussions. There was a shared reason, an encompassing concern and a hope, all of which she now finds in Hannah Arendt. Only the high spirits conveyed by some of Arendt's ideas is absent from the murmurs of her childhood. The more she reads, the more Verena tunes into the sound of her childhood. She tries to figure out what exactly defined that sound. Verena sits on the meadow and wants something back. But she does not know whether she is longing for what was refined and truly democratic within West Germany, or whether she's longing for her young parents, whose friendly reason seemed to establish the possibility of a whole, friendly, sensible world. Or if she's simply longing for herself at age 12, when she too was immensely strict and was waiting for the right people to come, take her by the hand, and lead her into a world full of art and exciting ideas. Verena puts the book down and stretches out in the grass.